If you missed it live, catch the podcast on kaya959.co.za. Hashtag in your world on Drive 959.
Wow. So this is what's coming up on the show today. Get ready to dial. Get ready to dial. Get ready to send those voice notes, because we came across a clip this weekend, and this guy was basically talking about how difficult it is to fall in love with someone who hasn't been in love in a long, long time. Yeah. They are very hard to love, those people. So I don't know. I've never experienced that. I've always been busy. So, and I've never dated someone who's been eating iodized salt for a long time. I know for a fact that some years ago when I met Misha Paris, she was talking about her sister who hasn't been in a relationship for 10 years. And she was mocking and said, you can't even tell how she walks. She ain't seen a man in a decade.
I feel
very
like,
hard to please.
I feel like people are going to make that out for me.
Yeah, no.
Quite soon.
You are.
I think
you are the inspiration. You are the inspiration.
I thought so.
So that's what's happening in your world. What's happening in your world? Would love to find out from you.
What happened over the weekend?
What happened in your world?
Over the weekend, yeah.
Pirates won 4-0.
Come on!
Kaizer Chiefs
won.
The world is shocked. That's why
Did we win?
I was thinking the president was going to talk this evening. My bad. Excuse me. My bad.
What was our margin? How did we win?
Well, I can imagine.
Two one.
And you beat a very, not necessarily a good team, but a team that's coached by an amazing coach who's won the league
what
many
team
times.
Is this?
SuperSport, the ones who finance
SuperSport
the league.
Is a good team.
No, it's not.
It's a good team.
They are number five from the league.
Betil, okay. I care about Skukun.
They haven't won this year.
Kaizer Chiefs.
So yeah, SuperSport actually haven't won in like 9 games. Same applies to Kaizer Chiefs.
Whoa.
So it's a big thing, guys.
We broke the curse.
it's a huge thing.
They won, and hopefully our good brother here will come through later today to talk about the story behind the MK party. We're not talking about the firing of. That's another beast on its own.
Yeah.
But the registration number, the registering of people, because that's what you need when you start a party, right?
Yeah.
And you want to participate in the elections.
That's
the forgery.
Right. Indeed. Alleged.
Yeah, alleged.
Before.
Alleged. I mean, what I know is that there's a certain party that I've never voted for. They've got my email address and my SMS.
Mm-hmm.
And they SMS me all the time.
Oof. Look there, that's a completely different discussion all together. What available moves in my mind about that tab? I'm a number.
Did I say?
It is, we all know. We suffer the same way.
Come on.
You should have asked him because he was here the other day.
We should have.
Yes. No, we have these numbers.
And then Njima Khumalo will confirm for us if the English Premier League is done this weekend, because there's a man who predicted that the league would be done this weekend. I didn't know. I don't know what transpired, but we'll hear from someone who invoices for exactly that. And she's not sitting far away from me. Okay. So yeah, hashtag in your world. What's happening is in your world. Does being single for too long make a person too independent for real love? Is it true?
True and partly false.
Are you talking from experience?
I am absolutely talking from my experience, because I know how to relationship, but I also know how to be single. If you're lover by nature, you will always yearn for it.
Yeah.
So somehow your heart makes space for it. But if I see you and it comes back, it feels like an inconvenience, because now you have to tell somebody where you're going. You have to double think of the plans that you are doing. So it does become a bit of an administrative issue. But yeah.
Would I be correct by saying mostly it's women who can stay away from a relationship for a long time?
I think a serious relationship, you would be correct.
Yeah.
But men are always entangled in something.
Yeah, we snake here.
You are always. So,
yeah.
But it does become difficult now when the girl starts asking you, so when are you coming? Because you are used to entanglements. Entanglements have got nothing. You're just like, hey, I want you. Okay, cool, come, I'm coming. But when the girl starts saying, Kanti, when are you coming home? Then, of course, it's difficult for you.
Would love to hear from you. Voice notes 063-688-0959. I think we've got a clip.
People who've been single for too long, the hardest to love, they've become so used to being single, independent and self-sufficient that it takes something extraordinary to convince them that they need you in their life.
You know, sometimes when you're single for too long, you even forget how does it feel to be loved.
Absolutely.
I know a few people that have been single for over 15 to 20 years now.
Why?
That's a big question. Why?
Yeah.
Why are you single, and why is it so hard for people to love you? Like, and they make it very difficult. They make it very.
It is a false amount.
Like the doors are closed. Yeah. Most of the hello, you're about to laugh. I'm talking to a wall.
I've spoken to somebody like you before, so please don't waste my time. That's what we do. We do have a wall up, but I must say, what are you saying, that it takes something extraordinary?
Yeah.
Don't take that lightly. It does take something extraordinary, because if I can feel your nonsense, Osanza Nunshela, trust me, I'm not getting into that relationship.
There you go. There you go, Kaya family. What do you make of this one? And in the meantime, what's trending in your world, your own world? We got some voice notes, because today we're talking about being single. Mm. Apparently, people who've been single for too long are the hardest to love. They've become so used to being single, independent. I love that part, though. Self-sufficient. I don't need him more to.
Hey.
You know?
We change a light bulb.
Yes, I like it. You know?
We change a light bulb.
When we see statuses every time on social media saying, oh, today was a day that I could have helped with Nibe Numuntu Silisa in my house.
Yeah.
Because if toilet, light bulb.
But does it mean that work doesn't get done? It does get done. We know how to get by. I had a tire issue. I had to fix it myself.
You fixed the tire. How do you fix the tire?
I didn't fix it, but I had to take it to a person who can fix it.
But you took it there. And which is the man?
But if I had a man, my man would have taken the tire and went to fix it for me.
Yeah, but I mean, I believe people who say, hey, I'm single, I'm this, you are snaking.
No, I'm not. But that it will happen.
I can attest that dating someone who has not been in a relationship in a while is like pulling teeth out of a hen's mouth.
Yo.
Almost impossible with everything. You know, I dated someone who had not been in a relationship for a while. Mm-hmm. And as a result, they turned to be independent. You fight about little things like communicating, yeah, like calling me every day, because for them it feels like a chore. You know, it's not that I don't miss you, it's just that I can't call you every day. So you end up fighting about petty things that you still need to, like, they need to unlearn, relearn, and learn new things.
Sure.
And it's kind of strained us in a relationship. As a result, we broke up and gave each other space, and we had to date again, but it was not easy at all.
I must say, Gutsi, I agree. Ngiyavumelana, being single for the longest time and then going back to the dating game, it's just, yo. I mean, my last njolo was 2017. And then last year, December, ngamvuma ubuti ngathi yebo baba ngiyavuma. So it's what, Jan, Feb, March, April, 4 months, ne? Like, guys, bengiyaphi moyo ngcwele.
Hayi bo!
Sometimes it's not about ukuthi umuntu bekangadate for isikhathi eside. It's about just being that person. Umuntu umthole ufuna ukuba like independent, so that person is so hard being in a relationship with, because ufuna ukuba independent noma in a relationship. Hey, I was in a relationship for 6 years. No muntu ofuna ukuba independent. She wants to take decisions. She wants to, yo, wena nje, yo, I had no say lapha. Mawuqala ukukhuluma kuyaliwa. So hey, eventually uyakhathala.
Hi guys, mina ngiyawuthanda umjolo yazi. Ukuthi nje I do stay like months or a year lapho nalapho single. The problem is you stay single forever, you learn your own value. Yeah, but that's where the danger is. Once you know your value, it's difficult, Shep, for other people to come and present nonsense to you.
Drive 959 with Glenn.
Komoto and Skumba.
Monday to Friday, 3 to 6 p.m. If you missed it live, catch the podcast on kaya959.co.za.